Glad to see good weather, and I'm glad to see Jacqueline Walden. Been a while.
How are you?
I am great, and I cannot believe we are 2 months out from the fair.
I agree.
So we planned this about a month ago, and we were even laughing on the text about it's going to be here.
Yes, it's coming, and it's coming fast.
And it's going to be great. Gets better every year.
That's right.
Shout out to everybody on the fair board. That you talk about a hilarious text thread to be a part of.
Sometimes you don't want to be a part of that text thread.
When yeah. Brandon and John are involved,
that's
it's going
right.
to be funny.
That's right.
You know, yeah. It's and now Jacqueline and I, we behave ourselves pretty well
always.
On there most of the time. But those two rascals, I don't know. I don't know about them. So we've got fair coming up. Our fair has made a lot of progress in the last few years.
We have.
We went from a point where we were afraid we were not going to have fairs anymore. Now, to every time I interview you during the fair, well, usually when I interview you during the fair, you're sweaty and running around and probably hadn't eaten all day.
Probably.
And, yeah. But usually after the fair, we talk about crazy good crowds, yes. great response, community involvement. People are tickled. When we have meetings, fair meetings here at the station now, everybody's excited and nobody tries to weasel out of going, and that says a lot.
It does. It does. You know, this is our 9th fair season.
Isn't that crazy?
Blows my mind.
You're just a baby when you got into this.
That's what I feel like now looking back. But, you know, over the last 9 years, you know, we've worked so hard to build it back up and, you know, make the fairgrounds a place that people enjoy actually going to, kind of get back to how it used to be. And I just really feel like, you know, we hit that turning point about halfway through, and we've just seen so much support.
Sure.
From our community, whether it's the businesses that sponsor and help with, you know, the money to put the fair on, the fair goers, the kids that are involved in 4-H, you know, family living entries. I mean, it's everything. It takes everybody in this community to make it a success. I mean, because if you don't have any participants,
right.
then there's nothing to watch. And I really feel like that, you know, we've been moving in the right direction for so long now, and it's just getting better and better.
I think so too, and I'm going to brag on you all. The fairgrounds looks great. It really looks good. I mean, it's just like it's a different place.
You know, we've put a lot of work in it, and I agree. And people are using it. You know, we're able to have, you know, rentals out there, and people are using it for wedding receptions and events, and we had an auction out there last weekend.
Sure.
And it was perfect. We want people to use the fairgrounds, benefits, and you know, they had a tree giveaway yesterday morning. I mean, just a spot.
I forgot about that. Doggone it.
But you know, I mean, it's just a place for people to utilize because of the area that it is and its proximity to town.
Sure.
We want people to use it.
The merchants building is outstanding.
I love it. Since we've got that heating and air in there,
it's a
it is a whole different ballgame.
We've
in there
had
now.
Some warm evenings in the old merchants building. We've had some wet ones.
Some very wet ones. We flooded that building a few years ago.
I think about poor Lori out with that puss broom, just giving it all she had, and the more she'd puss, the more it would flood. It was biblical.
We've seen a lot of things happen out there at this point. But, you know, I mean, it's just been just the support, the grants that we've received, the support from the community, the businesses that have chipped in, whether it was materials or labor or money. We couldn't have done it without
right.
the community.
And you know, I think speaking for all Brett County, we're just really proud of it. It looks good. Our fair gets recognized when you all go to fair convention. The Brett County Bunch is pretty beloved by everybody in the state of Kentucky, I'm pretty
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
And they see that progress.
Yeah.
And they see, you know, the inclusion, too. Here's the thing, folks. If you want to do something, Jacqueline will put you to work.
Oh, yeah. We always need volunteers. You know, we're all volunteers. I wish sometimes that we did get paid. Sometimes I do buy everybody's supper when the fair is over. That's about the best perk that we have. But, you know, I mean, we're all volunteers. We all have day jobs. We all have kids. We're all busy. But when somebody calls out of the blue and says, what do you need? It just makes me feel so good.
Sure.
And that people care and they want to help. Because they see what we're doing, and they know that we don't have the extra time.
Right.
But we have an amazing fair board, so many different talents. You know, it's just worked really well.
I think good things are on the horizon. So back to fair convention in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
It's always fantastic. You always come back with new ideas. New things. What kind of events are we looking at this year?
So, actually, we have elected to leave our lineup the same as last year.
I think it's a winner.
We had a great lineup, and it worked on so many different levels. It worked for us, whether it was arena prep or how the nights went. The horse show was fantastic. Everybody that was involved with that, we're going to do that again. We're going to add a few more fun events to that. You know, Thursday and Friday being Derby nights, you know, we're going to expand on that a little bit.
Right.
And then, of course, you know, we hadn't had a tractor pull in a few years. And so we wanted to try that again, pull in KTPA. Brandon Cox is amazing to work with. And, you know, we're building that back up. Last year we were short on tractors and trucks because of some other events that were right within an hour of us. So this year, with our date being a little bit different, we're getting away from some of the other events
great
that are happening. And so we should have a very good truck and tractor pull this year. A lot of pullers should come just because of the proximity of other pulls. We kind of got out of that weird rotation.
Good.
So we're
good,
not on top of some that are close by. And so that should really help us. We want to build that truck and tractor pull up again to be a fantastic show. People have been asking for it for years.
Sure they have.
It's just how to put it on, how to make it the best event we can. And so we're building on that to bring it back and to bring it back up to par, up
great
to what we want it to be. And we were excited last year, the people that did come and participate. We just want to build on that at this point.
That sounds great. Mm-hmm. So lots of cool stuff coming up. A lot of things that have been going over great. Cornhole tournament.
Yeah.
That one, none of us were expecting what happened with it the first time it happened. It turned into an all-nighter, didn't it?
The first one did, yeah. Uh-huh.
People
yeah
went crazy.
Yeah,
it was great.
Well, and even since then, when we moved it to the Merchants Building and started it on Saturday afternoon, I don't know how long they throw. Len has done an amazing job with that. Of course, he's involved with the cornhole circuit,
right,
and he has so many contacts. He puts on a tremendous tournament, and they throw, I don't know how late they throw Saturday.
It's cool.
They're there all afternoon, all evening. And they do an amazing job.
People love that. Midway, how's that looking this year?
Great. James Gang is coming back. We got a lot of feedback from the community. They loved the rides. They loved the people that work for Dwayne.
Great.
And Dwayne is great to work with. He's very pro 4-H. And, you know, he's one of the few carnival owners that we have met that he's like, I'm going to the barn. I got to see these kids. I want to see the animals. He grew up in 4-H.
Great.
And so he is standing over there in the barn 2 years ago, his very first year with us. He's standing over there in the barn bidding and bidding and bidding. And everybody's like, who's that guy? And we're like, that's our carnival.
That's
awesome. Wants to put money into our 4-H program.
Man, that's fantastic.
That was huge for us.
Sure it is. Sure
I mean,
it is.
Because that's why we're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're not doing it for the fun of it. We're doing it for our kids.
Right.
We want to have a fair. We want our kids to showcase what they've worked hard for all year. And for him to support us on that level, it's kind
of unheard of, isn't it?
It is. And it's a very big deal because usually that was something that we had to negotiate. You have to go to the barn. You have to bid on an animal.
Right.
No. He's over there walking through the barn talking to the kids before the show even starts.
That's fantastic.
Oh, he loves it. And we're very, very grateful for that.
Good. And I have heard nothing but good about the quality of their rides and just the atmosphere.
Yes.
And the wholesomeness of, totally of their, different. Yeah, of their carnival. So feel good about your kiddos doing that. Yes. You know, one thing I, speaking on behalf of the Fair Board, Jacqueline and I both will, we care deeply about your children. We want them to have a blast, and we want mom and dad to have peace of mind and absolutely feel good about everything.
You know, so. And that goes into some of the other changes that we've made. You know, when Billy Richardson pulled in his command center, to me, that was a big deal. Our response time for injuries or lost children or whatever was happening, you know, anything sure that was happening at the fairgrounds, you know, there was staff on site, whether it needed to be medical staff or police staff. You know, we had the city working with us. We had the county working with us. Everybody was working together. And they were there and they were present, and it means so much to us that we can take care of a problem. You know, we had a lady that passed out from heat a year ago, and they were there in like 4 minutes because all they had to do was jump on their little golf cart and come to her. And to me, the safety and the response time, we're in the process of getting an AED machine out there. To me, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
I think it's a big deal now. All of these community centers, community events, there's just a fear of worst case scenario.
Sure. So let's pray we never need any of that stuff.
Absolutely.
And let's have it there.
But we have it there.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
It's actually on its way here now. And that just, it gives me a little more peace of mind because,
sure,
I mean, your kids are our number one priority.
That's right. And, you know, and I think that's the theme of this show pretty much every day. And any guest I have and anybody we talk to involved in Brett County stuff, it's all about those kids.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, we're all proud of that. So, Jacqueline, thank you. Fair's going to be great. What are our dates for our fair this year?
June 19th through the 22nd this year.
Pageants on the Saturday before.
Pageants on the Saturday before at Hardinsburg Elementary. Babies start in the morning. The girls start in the afternoon. And there's a lot of information out there on that as far as registration. Because I know that Madison and Dawn both want registration to be done ahead of time. Okay. So those deadlines are out there. And also they've got the registration links or forms on the website, on the Facebook page. And then we've got most of our events on the Facebook page now. Some of them are more info to come as we gather the final details. But yeah, it's going to be a great lineup again. You know, hopefully the weather works out for us again like it did last year. Last year was perfect weather. We've got some great entertainment coming to us.
Yeah, it's
Friday
good.
And
so,
Saturday night.
God bless Cody.
Oh,
you know, he's out doing his thing, and he hasn't forgot us. He's still our boy,
amazing.
You know, so he's
going to
be there Saturday
job.
Night. And then Friday night, we're going to have the boot scoots, and I cannot wait for your reaction.
I can't wait.
Because I know you, and I know what you like. These guys are, they're a show band, and they're 90s country. But they have, like, remember those awful shirts that, like, Garth and Kip Brooks and all those guys used to wear? They have all the clothes, the acid-wash jeans, mullet wigs. my buddy Jake Badger's the drummer in the band, but his name in the band is Kenny Twitty. They don't even have a real name. They've got made-up 90s country names. They're fantastic. And I've seen them do some stuff better, like, as good or better than the original artists.
Because
they're
funny,
passionate
though,
about
because
it.
When you said, hey, I've got a 90s cover band, like, the whole entire fair board, like, raised their hand. I mean, like, that's just, like, it's just what you've listened to and what you know and what you love.
What's better than 90s country?
Nothing.
I mean,
absolutely.
There's really, I was making a playlist for Jacqueline a couple years ago. I was going to be out of town, and I was making a playlist for it. It was just pretty much 8 hours of 90s country. Every Joe Diffie song was on that thing.
But we
man.
Knew all the songs.
Sure, and that's going to be fun, and I think folks are going to enjoy that immensely. And it's a good, clean show. Like, you don't have to worry about your kiddos.
Yeah.
That and Cody both. You know.
Oh,
you,
absolutely.
I'd let any kid check that out. And that's, you know, fair's a good time for kids to get to see music.
Mm-hmm.
Because, my kids started before I started taking them to concerts, I let them get a little age on them because you don't always know.
Sure, right.
At the fair, you don't have to worry about it.
Exactly.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And so that's exciting. We're stoked about that. Our sound guy, Mike Appleby, is, my opinion, the best in the business. It's going to be a great time. We're going to have a great time. So let's get together as much as we can the next couple of months. Sure. I know you have several irons in the fire. And probably softball and baseball gloves in your car.
Yeah,
and bats and some miles to put on for
living,
farm credit.
Living out of my vehicle at this point. Yeah, that's okay.
It's a good life, isn't it?
This is a good time, a fun time of year.
And she does find time, folks, to find a hickory chicken there too every now and then.
We did.
Kind of in your blood. I brag on y'all all the time. I'm like, that bunch is the mushroom finest bunch of people I've ever seen in my life.
That's my peace, though.
You can find them where there aren't any.
When you get out in the woods and you can just relax, that's a good way to decompress.
And you know I say they were early this year. What is early anymore? I don't know. I mean, we used to not find them till April. Now I find more in March than I do in April.
Mine are up right now.
I have later
mushrooms.
So. Got the big white ones now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are easy to find.
But the May apples don't fool you.
Exactly.
Yeah, I used to get some, right. I'd be out hunting them little black ones when May apples start to come up. And every May apple I saw, I was sure. And then you see a mushroom, you're like, that doesn't look a thing like a May apple. It's hopeful. Like seeing a leaf when you're arrowhead hunting.
Exactly.
You ever do that?
Oh, yeah.
Walking through the field, you see this leaf, you're like, oh, man, that's a point and a half now. It's maple leaf. My eyes aren't as good as they used to be, so I'm gonna have to start following you around the woods, Jacqueline. Let you be my eyes. Breckenridge County Fair coming up in June. Jacqueline will be back to talk to us a bunch. This interview will be on our website. It's good to spend some time with you this morning,
Absolutely.
Buddy. I'm glad to see you.
Yep.
We will get back together on fair just as soon as we can.